Shalom Uvracha, we're starting another week with Mizmor L'Soida. First thing to do, to focus, and all the Hoido we have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being Baruch Hashem, alive and having our needs, and especially being the Am Hashem, the special nation of Hashem. We are going through a trying period, which we were hoping would be finished a long time ago, but that's not the case. It's only intensifying. This is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us as a special nation. That is the reason why these things happen. Because Hashem wants to keep us aware of the fact that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Chas V'Shalom that weakens, we have these situations to remind ourselves how much we need Him. We will continue being Mischazik with our Haidah. The Haidah, once again, represent the fact that I recognize I cannot survive a second without Hashem. And because of that, I'm so thankful for every second of life I have. By mechazik this attitude, that's the biggest protection we could have against all these sorrows. That will cause them to dissipate. The next pasuk, after Yidus Hashem b'simcha, the constant simcha we have to be able to be over Hashem, bring ourselves closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the source of all good news. Du'u, ki Hashem hu elikim, who was son of Eloi, anachno, amoi, besoin, marisoi. Number one, in order to have simcha, you have to understand that there is such a concept of midas hadin in the world, which causes painful things to happen, whether it be on a personal level or on a national level. But no, ki Hashem hu elikim. Elikim is the midas hadin. Hashem is the midas rachmim. All the dinim, the source of them is from Hashem. They're not two different forces that are working against each other. They're complementing one another. And all the dinim that come in the world, like we said before, is because Hashem loves it so much when He feels a need for it. But Oimek Atzosa, with His deep understanding of us and the world, when He feels a need for it, then He brings out these dinim in the world for us to realize and feel we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot manage without You. And by doing so, we intensify our closeness with Hashem, our feeling how we're nothing by ourselves and Hashem is all. And once we do that, we're being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on ourselves and on the world. That brings us to greater heights, that saves the world. The tachlis of all the dinim is only chesed v'rachmim. That's where it's all coming from. Du'u, the lashon of yediya, is not just abstract knowledge. It's a yediya that brings a closeness. It brings a love. Love Hashem through the recognition of the fact that the hard things in life are stemming from the rachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not only in the long run we're going to gain from it, but if we have that in mind, that even when we're going through the hard and hard situations and situations that can raise fear, but we can also have simcha because we know there's a tachlis. It's not just happening by itself. It's not Him that's making it happen. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's to uplift us and collide on the entire world. So we remind ourselves always and think that Elikim, the Midas Hadin, is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu asanu v'lo yanachnoi amoi v'tzoy mariso. This word, lo yanachnu, it's written as with an aleph, which means He created us and we didn't create ourselves. And lo yanachnu is read with a vav. He created us, and therefore, we are His Tzoyin Ma'ar Yisoy. We are with Him, because we recognize that He created us. And Betzim, a lot of the Tzadikim and Mefoshim, Sfasemis, and others say that this Kri and the Ksiv really giving us telling us how to make it happen, how to have the right relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing we have to realize is Lo Yanachnu. I did not make myself. I am not a self-made man. In the secular world, life is all about building yourself up, making yourself powerful, becoming more selfish, power-hungry, and thinking that you are controlling your world. But if you do that, then Hashem is pushed aside. You will not pay attention to the fact that Hu Asanu. But if you realize, Lo Yanachnu, I'm not doing anything, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then automatically, when you realize everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yanachnu with a Vav, we are for you, Hashem. We realize that the greatest thing that can happen to us is to become closer to you, Hashem. And we're Hashem's nation, His chosen nation, and the sheep that He watches. A sheep is a helpless animal, but if it has a powerful shepherd, then it doesn't have to be afraid of anything. He goes on the Binoz Desha Yabitzena that David Melch mentioned at the other Tehillim, always in the sweet and pleasant pastures, because he knows he's with Hashem. That's the secret to our Simchas HaChaim, secret to the success of Klal Yisrael. Always know, even the hardest situations, it's not him in power, and it's not that I am in power. It's not my force against his force, or I have to manage with everything in the world. Adarabba, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once we recognize that, we bring ourselves close to Hashem. We appreciate the fact that we're the Amar Yisro. We have that wonderful shepherd that is watching over us. And we can be Oved Hashem B'Simcha, and that Avodas Hashem B'Simcha, even trying times, is the greatest Avodah. Whether it's the trying times of what's happening now, the threats from Iran and all, and the war that's going on, whether it's the trying times of Parnosa situations, of medical situations, all these things, the more we realize that this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us closer to Hashem, that gives the koyach to go through it and the koyach to get past it and see the Yeshua's Hashem, which we're all waiting for. One more point that I think I will leave that for tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. We should have a wonderful day and only Simchas HaChaim, together with the fact that we recognize we are in a dangerous situation, but we are Am Ovetzoy Marisoy, Hashem, chosen nation which He's watching over us. And if we do our part, and we show Hashem, I am with you, I'm mechazik myself in my tefillis, in my emunah b'tochen, my limud Torah, my mitzvahs, then Mitzvah Hashem, Hashem will show us that Hashem Hu Elokim, He is the one who is ruling the world, Hashem Echad, He's the only force in the world.